Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted that you're sharing this special time with us today. Today we're going to talk about your ability to make a positive difference in the world. This has been a roller coaster time of miracles and challenges, and it seems as though these extreme experiences are being used to wake humanity up at almost warp speed. No matter how hard people may try, their I Am presence is not allowing them to push the snooze button in order to go back to sleep. It's time for people everywhere to remember who they are and why they are here on Earth during this auspicious moment. Important changes are taking place. I think that's obvious every time we observe what's taking place in the outer world. And we're beginning to see evidence of people in every walk of life reaching out to make a positive difference. This moment in time is going to be an adventure that we'll look back on with wonder and amazement, probably that we made it through it. We have all been preparing for a very long time to fulfill our unique facets of the unfolding divine plan. We're being called to greater service by the company of heaven, and the opportunities that will unfold for each of us day by day will astound and often elate us. Every moment, we will be given chances to add to the light of the world and to improve the quality of life, not only for ourselves, but for our loved ones and all humanity. That may sound rather grandiose, but we are powerful beyond our knowing, and the time for us to utilize this divine power that is within us is now. As you listen to this program today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this online broadcast with you. Together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. We are functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you are tuning in with us live, or you are listening to our program through our Archives On Demand service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God Self. Through this unique opportunity, you're going to bless humanity and all life, and we will work together to heal the maladies that are manifesting in your life and the maladies that are manifesting throughout the planet. I will be sharing life-transforming information from on high during this radio program, but I do not want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it is true. Please listen to this information as food for thought. Then take it into your heart and ask your I Am presence to reveal to you how this sacred knowledge will assist you in improving the quality of your life. Now, as we begin this special time together today, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breadth. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. The enlightening information we're going to share today is being given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give each of us greater clarity and understanding as we progress through this wondrous but extremely challenging time on Earth. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. As we begin our special time together today, I'd like for you to join me as we take a journey in projected consciousness into the realms of illumined truth. Please sit comfortably in your chair with your arms and legs uncrossed and your spine as straight as possible. Gently rest your hands in your lap with your palms facing upward. I'm going to state this visualization in the first person so that we will all experience it individually and tangibly. But we are one with all life. So it is important for us to know and to understand that as we invoke this experience for ourselves, we also are serving as surrogates on behalf of all humanity. We are invoking this activity of light through the mighty I Am presence of ourself and every person evolving on this sweet earth. Now, breathe in deeply and feel yourself as you enter the divinity of your heart. Follow me through this visualization with the full power of your attention. Know that you are experiencing it personally, but also on behalf of all humanity. I am breathing in deeply, and as I exhale, I feel any confusion or doubt just being swept away. I breathe in deeply again, and on the holy breath, I go within to the secret place of the Most High Living God pulsating within my heart. As I focus my attention on the immortal, victorious threefold flame in my heart, which is the divine balance of love, wisdom, and power, I am filled with the love and harmony of God. This divine essence expands into my earthly bodies, and the vibration of every atomic and subatomic particle and wave within my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies is being accelerated into a higher vibration of pure divine light. I feel myself being lifted into the embrace of my mighty I Am presence in the fifth dimensional realms of perfection. And I surrender into the perfection of this loving aspect of my own divinity. My earthly bodies are becoming shining and invincible. Every fiber of my being is becoming lighter, and I feel myself now ascending out of the oppressive limitation of the lower physical plane. All of the illusions of this dimension drop away, and I experience a new level of clarity and understanding. I now know that I am a multidimensional being of light, and all that my Father, Mother, God have is mine. As I awaken and remember this truth, more knowledge from the divine mind of God begins to flow into my conscious mind. As this occurs, I am lifted higher and higher into the realms of illumined truth. I now enter the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light within the fifth dimensional frequencies of perfection. As I experience the wonder of this octave of light, the love expanding through my heart flame draws the attention of my beloved Father, Mother, God. As I revel in their exquisite light, my Mother God projects her luminous presence before me. She appears as a resplendent sun of radiant light, and she is pulsating with infinite gratitude, bliss, ecstasy, and awe for the fact that she has at long last been able to return to her beloved children who are abiding on earth. as a special gift to me and to all of her beloved children. My Mother God awakens within me the remembrance of my purpose and reason for being. Through her divine momentum of pure love, this intelligence is awakened within the divinity of my heart. It flows into my conscious mind, and in this newly activated state of consciousness, I consecrate my life to the fulfillment of my divine plan. A sacred truth begins to reverberate through my heart flame, and it flows into my conscious mind. I begin to remember, deep within the recesses of my heart, that I came into this world with a very specific purpose. I came to fulfill a facet of the divine plan. I came to love life free and to realize the truth about me. I came to contribute to the salvation and the rebirth of beloved Mother Earth. I am one with my Father, Mother God, and the fullness of God now dwells in me. In the divine mind of God, no one or no thing is useless or meaningless. Everyone and everything is vital and important to the balance and the order of the universe. Without me, God would be incomplete. Without me, the universe would lose its equilibrium. All that is before me to do, I will do now with happiness and enthusiasm, for I understand and know with a new level of clarity that nothing is too insignificant. Never again will there be a sense of futility in my life. I am overflowing with gratitude to my Father, Mother, God, for the opportunities that are being presented to me now in the physical world of form at this time. I am so thankful to be right where I am, right now, serving all who come my way with love, joy, understanding, and forgiveness. I recognize my true worth. And I now go forth with an uplifted determination. I see with my inner vision the loving and prospering activity of God that is pulsating in my heart flame and in the heart flames of all of humanity. I see with my physical eyes eternal peace and lavish abundance manifesting through every heart flame, expanding into the world of form, co-creating the new earth in all her perfection. I am peaceful, powerful, and poised, for I now know and understand completely who I am. I am a beloved and empowered child of God, and I have come to earth to love all life free. Through the activity of my daily life, through the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings I express with every breath, so I shall. I now breathe in deeply and return my attention to the room. I become aware of my physical body by gently moving my fingers and toes. As I exhale, I open my eyes and I begin breathing normally as I listen to these words through the flame of truth anchored in my heart. My mighty I Am presence filters through this information and reveals to me all that is perfectly in alignment with my divine plan. It seems that every day, we are being flooded with fear-based information that reflect the dire possibilities of economic collapse, terrorist attacks, war, environmental disasters, governmental and corporate corruption, crime, violence, and myriad other potential dangers. It is very easy to become overwhelmed with concern and so upset that we just wring our hands and muddle through our day in a state of anxiety and depression. The majority of people feel helpless when it comes to changing their lives or making a significant difference in the world. Everyone wants things to get better, but most people don't truly believe that they can effectively assist in the process. Well, fortunately, nothing could be further from the truth. We are all co-creators. We are invested with the gift of free will and the creative faculties of thought and feeling from the moment of our inception when we are first breathed forth from the heart of God. We are on earth during this unprecedented time for the explicit purpose of uniting with our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven to co-create the wonders of the new earth, of heaven on earth. Whether we consciously remember it or not, each and every one of us had been preparing for a very long time to assist in this divine mission. We all have unique skills and abilities that no one else on the planet possesses in exactly the same way that we do. We have volunteered to assist in helping to change the old, obsolete behavior patterns that are responsible for the pain and suffering humanity is enduring at this time. This is being brought to our attention by our I Am presence, because the time for us to begin fulfilling our divine missions is now. Traumatic experiences cause us to regroup and to reevaluate how we are living our lives. It seems, unfortunately, that we have fallen into the pattern of using pain as our motivator. As long as we are not in pain, we will just plod along day after day without much thought to what is happening in our lives. We half-heartedly go through the motions of doing what we need to do to survive. We go to our jobs to make money to put food on the table and a roof over our heads. We take care of our family's physical needs, and with a little bit of time that is left, we try to take care of ourselves. But when a tragedy happens, we are forced to put our lives into perspective. When that occurs, we stop for a moment and focus on what really matters to us. If we use the tragic event to change our mode of operation and to put more meaning in our lives, then something good will come out of even the most horrific experience. The tragic events of September 11, 2001, Hurricane Katrina, the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, the housing debacle, the economic meltdown, and several other challenging events have transformed our lives forever. We have a choice as to whether we allow catastrophes of this nature to catapult us into lives of fear and dread, or whether we use those experiences to motivate us into creating lives of fulfillment and joy. We have the ability to do both of those things. The path we choose, which direction we go in, is up to us. The only reason that we haven't been co-creating lives of joy, happiness, prosperity, loving relationships, financially and creatively rewarding jobs, vibrant health, fulfillment, enlightenment, and every other positive experience is because we have forgotten that we can. Not only can we create the lives we dream of, this is our purpose and our reason for being. We are children of God, and we have been invested with the gift of free will. Our thoughts and our feelings are creative. What we focus our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings on, we manifest and bring into physical form. This is the ultimate law of attraction. It is time for us to remember this divine truth and for us to consciously choose to create the lives we want instead of inadvertently manifesting through our fears and our dreads the experiences that we don't want. It is time for us to reclaim our divine birthrights and to fulfill our divine potential. As we take charge of our lives, we will be effective examples for our loved ones and our friends. We have the ability to be positive catalysts, and the result of our efforts will be exponential. We are all one, and the universal law is, as I am lifted up, all life is lifted up with me. We can each make a very positive difference. As we change our individual lives, we will change the direction for humanity and all life evolving on this planet. Never underestimate your ability to be a powerful force of good on this precious planet. You have been preparing for a very long time to fulfill the mission that you agreed to accomplish in this lifetime, whatever that is. Not only do you have the skills, talent, wisdom, courage, and strength to accomplish this mission, the entire company of heaven and our Father, Mother, God are standing in readiness, eagerly awaiting the opportunity to assist you. These selfless beings of light are with you now. From inner levels, they guide and protect you, and they intervene to help you every time you ask them to. You are never alone. If you ever feel doubtful that you have the power to make a positive difference in this world, just remember that our Father, Mother, God, and the entire company of heaven are standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to help you every time you ask for assistance. When you begin to create a plan to make a positive difference in your life, the first step is to take a good look at your life as it exists right here and right now. So we're going to talk about that today and talk about this process of invoking the light of God to assist us in changing our lives. In order to change your life, you must first be aware of what presently exists. So the first step is to take some time to evaluate your life as an objective observer. This is not a time to berate or criticize or condemn yourself for what is existing in your life that you don't like or for the past mistakes you've made. That only dumps more negativity onto the situation. The purpose of this evaluation, as an objective observer, is to help you see what it is that you like about your life and what it is that you would like to improve and change. Usually, people know their lives are not what they want them to be, and they may be aware of some of the major problems, such as finances or health, but they have never actually taken the time to sit down and evaluate their overall lives. This is a crucial step toward making the positive difference that you want in your life. So invest the time to take a thorough inventory of your life. Schedule some time when you won't be interrupted. Get a piece of paper and write down the various aspects of your life as they exist now. Remember that the purpose of this evaluation is to give you some insight into yourself. So you need to be as honest as you possibly can be. Be specific. Some of the areas you may want to look into are personal relationships. This can be relationships involving your parents, your spouse, your children, friends, and coworkers. Evaluate your job or your career. What is going on in your finances? In your health, including your physical, mental, and emotional health. what's happening in your social life, your spiritual life. What are your attitudes, your goals, your desires, and your dreams for your life? Expand on this list. Think about it and make it as detailed as possible. After you have completed your list, evaluating your present status, go back over your list and note especially the things you like about your life, and then note the things that you would like to improve or change. In order for you to succeed in transforming your life, you need to plan where you are going. You need to have objectives and goals. Most people spend so much time worrying and dwelling on the things that they don't want in their lives that they haven't taken the time to figure out what they really do want. Remember, what you think about, what you hold in your mind and put your attention and energy into, you draw into your life through the law of attraction. So it is time to stop thinking and feeling. Stop precipitating the things that you don't want in your life and start drawing yourself to the things that you do want. Everything that exists on the planet at this present time exists because someone is holding it in his or her consciousness. I want you to really hear those words again. Everything that exists on the planet at the present time exists solely because someone is holding it in his or her consciousness. For example, if at this very moment no one ever again thought of or remembered or put energy or attention into war, that entity would be dissipated. Governments would not be raising budgets to create a greater war machine. The military would not be training for battle. People would stop investing in building weapons. The countries would stop planning the invasion of other countries. And the consciousness of war would be eliminated. That may seem a little hard to believe, but think about it for a minute. If war was not part of our consciousness, it would not be part of our human behavior pattern. As you begin learning more and more about yourself through conscious observation, you will be amazed at how often you allow negative thoughts and feelings to be the focus of your attention. The age-old admonition, "Man, know thyself," is the key to making the changes you want in your life. Patterns of thinking and emotional responses are usually habits that you have allowed yourself to develop without much conscious awareness at all. Now that you have decided to take charge of your life, you no longer need to just muddle through your day. Instead, you can deliberately control your thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Since it is part of the natural law that we are all subject to, what you put your attention and energy into, you draw into your life. This means that it is only logical that you take the necessary steps to let go of destructive programming and begin creating for yourself a fulfilling, happy, harmonious, abundant, and peaceful life. It is time for you to spend your thoughts, words, actions, and feelings co-creating with our Father, Mother, God, in the company of heaven, the light that fills your light heart up and sustains you in the most harmonious way. Most people rarely feel that they are negative all the time. So one of the things that I have people do is to keep a scratch tally, just a count, for an entire week of every negative thought or feeling they experience. Notice I said every negative thought or feeling, not just the ones that you think are horrific. This includes the little, trivial, petty things that you allow to pop in your mind and then you think about for a while, such as the person that pulls in front of your car that you think is a jerk, or the service you received at the service station or at the store or at the restaurant that you felt was lousy, or the lady at the supermarket that you think is a slob or not a good mother, or the disgust you have for yourself for overeating or for other things that you may do, or the anger that you feel at the car breakdown, and on and on and on. My experience has been that by the end of the week, even people who perceive themselves to be positive people have several sheets of tally marks, and they're astounded at how often they are negative, and they're also shocked at how oblivious they are about the negative thinking that they are bombarding themselves with every single day. So the next step toward your decision to make a positive difference in the world is to observe your daily responses for an entire week. Monitor your thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Pay very close attention to what you're allowing yourself to energize in your mind and your heart. Keep the scratch tally simple. Don't write down the thoughts or the feelings that are negative. That just empowers them. All you have to do is keep a scratch tally count of the negative thoughts or feelings. This is a very valuable exercise because it clearly shows how many times every single day you are misqualifying energy without even realizing it. This begins to put things in perspective for us, and it begins to help us realize why we are going through some of the things that we are going through in our lives. Many people are wallowing in the poor me syndrome. They feel that they are really good people, but all of these terrible things keep happening to them anyway. What this exercise reveals is that we may not be doing catastrophic negative things like mugging people or robbing banks, but we are often nickel and diming ourselves to death with trivial, petty, negative thoughts and feelings. Once you complete this facet of the exercise and acknowledge that you are not controlling your thoughts and feelings the way you would like to, and you're just allowing them to happen, you can move on to the next step of changing those bad habits, and you can begin to take control of your thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. There has been a lot of research into the process of changing a habit. The general consensus is that it takes 21 consecutive days to change a habit. We're talking about a lifetime of unmonitored, uncontrolled thinking and feeling. So it's not practical to expect that this self-mastery is going to happen overnight. You must be consistent and patient with yourself. I'm going to give you some very easy exercises that will help you to become more and more aware of your thoughts and feelings. Each time you put forth the effort to deliberately program yourself into constructive thinking, the stronger you will become and the more natural the positive response will be. Before you know it, your pattern of thinking and feeling will automatically be positive instead of negative, and you will have established a new constructive habit. While you are going through the process of monitoring your thoughts and feelings and of gaining control of them, you need to be tolerant and forgiving of yourself. If you find negative thinking or negative feeling creeping into your consciousness, you need to stop, empty your mind of the negative thought or feeling, release it into the light, transmute it through the power of the violet flame, take a deep breath, regroup, and then look for the positive side of the situation that you are dealing with. Don't give any more power to the negative thought by berating or condemning yourself for the transgression. Just let it go into the violet flame and magnify the positive side of the situation, no matter how small. So stop your thinking, say I project this thought into the violet flame and instantly transmute it into light. What do I want instead of that? And then think of the positive thought that you want to be energizing instead. By continually asking yourself and monitoring your thoughts, asking the question, is what I am thinking or feeling now adding to the light of my life or the shadow? Is this what I want to be empowering and energizing? If it is not, simply stop the thought, project it into the violet flame, ask your I Am presence to transmute it into light, and said, what do I want to be thinking and empowering instead of this? And look at the positive side of that thought or feeling and begin empowering it. The first exercise to begin your new habit of positive thinking, then, after you consciously monitor your thoughts, is to look for the positive side of every person, place, condition, or thing you encounter. So when something comes up that seems negative, say to yourself, what is the positive side of this person, place, condition, or thing? The general rule is that we can easily spot the flaws in other people. But unless someone is a genius or looks like a Greek god or goddess, we rarely notice their positive attributes. In this exercise, you must go out of your way to search for something good in every single person, place, condition, or thing that you come in contact with. Sometimes this is a real challenge. Some people you know may be so objectionable that the only thing you'll be able to appreciate about them is the color of their socks. But that's okay. You must find something good in every instance. One of the most simple and powerful things is knowing that every person on the planet has a spark of divinity blazing in their heart flame, regardless of how oblivious they may be of that truth, or how far they may be from out-picturing the perfection of this divine presence. So acknowledging with gratitude the divinity in every heart flame is a very powerful thing to notice, and it empowers and brings that heart flame to the surface as we begin to acknowledge it and be grateful for it. After participating in this exercise for a while, you will come to realize that no matter how bad things seem or how degenerate a person may appear, there is a spark of hope in every situation and a spark of light in every person. By consciously putting your attention on that one redeeming quality, rather than giving momentum and power to the negative situation that has caught your attention, you can turn that destructive situation into a positive experience and grow from it. And you can often give the negative person the incentive that he or she needs to find a better way of behaving by acknowledging the divinity in their heart flame. This may sound too simple or too good to be true, but I assure you that this is in alignment with the natural law of attraction that we are all subject to. And this process, this exercise, is accurate and is as workable as the laws of mathematics, music, physics, or any other facet of science that we are aware of. Okay, so after accomplishing this on a daily basis, and this will be a continual process that you will do each day, hopefully for the rest of your life, the next exercise that you will add to this that I want to share with you is designed to help you reprogram your thinking with positive affirmations. People who have used positive affirmations have always known that for some reason they work, but they haven't understood completely why. Now, with more and more research and more information pouring forth from the realms of illumined truth, we are beginning to understand just how this process works. Through positive affirmations, we can deliberately send forth constructive thought forms that will accumulate additional positive energy and return to us through the law of attraction, bringing with them whatever it is that we are affirming, manifesting these positive affirmations in our lives. The difference between a prayer and a positive affirmation is that in prayer, we're usually humbly asking for divine intervention and asking God for something. In an affirmation, we are invoking our I Am presence and the company of heaven as we command the universal light substance to flow through us to constructively co-create whatever perfection it is that we are invoking through our affirmation. There is another important reason why affirmations work. This point is another aspect of the natural law, which we are all subject to. When we make a positive affirmation, we begin with the words, I am. These two words are encoded within us to invoke and activate our I Am presence, the divinity within us that is directly connected to the source of all life, I Am that I Am. Our I Am presence is connected to our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, all that is. This all-encompassing presence of God is the universal source of all life. Throughout the history of science, we have studied this universe, and whether we are studying the most minute particle of life, the atomic and subatomic particles and waves through microscopes, or the farthest reaches of the universe through quantum physics and through a powerful telescope, the only thing we have discovered exists is energy, vibration, and consciousness. Everything is comprised of electronic light substance, atomic and subatomic particles and waves of light, vibrating at different frequencies with various densities. The words, I am, reflect the all-encompassing oneness of God. I am is encoded with the Alpha, I, the beginning, and the Omega, Am, the ending of all that is. I represents Alpha, the beginning. Am represents Omega, the ending, representing our Father, Mother, God, the universal source of all life, affirming that this source of all life is the beginning and ending of all that is. In Eastern philosophy, the word Om has been used as a chant or a mantra to raise the consciousness of the devotee. Om is the Sanskrit word for I am. In the Bible, when Moses spoke of the burning bush and said, Who are you? The reply was, I am that I am. I am Alpha. I am Omega. I am the beginning. I am the ending. When we invoke the light of God from the very core of creation, by using the words, I am, it automatically responds. The light of God flows through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, and obeys our affirmations. A very important thing to realize is that when we use the words, I am, it is an invocation to our Father, Mother, God, all that is, and our I Am presence. When we invoke the light of God from the core of creation by using the words, I am, the light automatically responds. This universal light flows through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings and obeys whatever we have invoked through that affirmation. A very important thing to realize is that when we use the words, I am, It is an invocation, both to our I Am Presence and our Father, Mother, God, all that is. It is part of the natural law of the universe that anything we state following these code words, I Am, has to manifest. Once this information registers in our conscious mind and we truly understand this concept, then we will know that by making negative statements about ourselves, we are actually invoking and affirming the very situations that we are bemoaning. We will understand how foolish it is for us to affirm, I am sick, I am tired, I am angry, I am poor, I am lonely, etc. Each time these statements are made, the universal light must flow through us, charged with the frequency of vibration that we have just invoked. Fortunately, positive affirmations also are invocations and a command for the universal light substance to manifest as something good in our lives. Affirmations are designed to help us begin reprogramming our negative thinking into positive thinking. The longer energy is accustomed to flowing through the brain in a particular pattern, the easier it is for that energy to just keep flowing through that same pattern. For instance, if we're used to being critical and judgmental of others, that is a pattern that we have developed. And our thoughts and feelings, the energy, easily flows through that groove in our brain. If we want to change that habit, we have to consciously begin developing a new groove through which this energy flows. The more we withhold our thoughts of negative thinking, our judgment, and our criticism, and critical patterns, and the more we think new constructive thought patterns, the sooner we will change this bad habit. It might help to visualize this as a river. The more the water flows through the river with our deep critical thinking, the deeper and wider the river becomes, and the easier it is for the water to flow in that direction. But if we put up a dam, and if we create a new channel and divert the water, gradually the old river will dry up and cease to be, and the new channel will eventually become as deep and wide as the previous river. I'd like to give you a word of encouragement at this point, because I know that when we first begin observing our behavior responses, we usually are shocked and a little overwhelmed at how ingrained our trivial, petty patterns are. And it seems as though it will be a monumental task for us to overcome this reflex response to negative thinking and feeling that we have developed over not only this lifetime, but probably many lifetimes. Once you begin to consciously take control of your thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, however, the changes will take place much more quickly than you can envision at this time. Positive energy is infinitely more powerful than our fragmented, fear-based, negative thinking. So when we invoke our I Am presence and the company of heaven to help us with our positive thoughts, we will be much more conscious, more cognizant of what we are thinking and feeling, and we will be able to change those patterns much more easily. Before you know it, the positive patterns will be deeply ingrained, and the negative patterns won't even be part of your consciousness anymore. This is true with any new lesson you're learning. Once you learn to master the lesson, it's a piece of cake. As an example, it probably wouldn't even enter your mind to mug someone or to rob a bank or to kill someone, because somewhere along the line you have already learned that lesson and it is not part of your behavior pattern. These changes aren't feelings that you have to struggle with every day. You don't have to get up in the morning and say, okay, today I'm not going to kill anybody. It doesn't even enter your mind. You don't have to monitor your thoughts or try to change that pattern. It's simply not part of your consciousness. I assure you, once you really develop the habit of positive thinking, the critical, petty, trivial things that so easily pop into your mind now will not even be part of your consciousness. With positive affirmations, we form new constructive grooves in our thinking patterns. For this reason, it's important to read your affirmations first thing in the morning and the last thing at night before you go to bed. The exercises in the mornings will begin the constructive flow of energy through the brain and set your attitude for the new day. The exercise at night will help by drawing the principles of the positive affirmations into your subconscious mind so you can reprogram yourself while you sleep. This is how it happens with sleep learning. Research is proving that what we think about at night before we go to sleep is carried into our subconscious mind. So it's a good idea to put your attention on something constructive. For heaven's sakes, don't watch the news just before you go to sleep at night. Once you state your affirmations, strive to consciously apply the principles in your affirmations throughout your daily activities. So once you come up with a list, after your evaluation of all of the positive things you want in your life and what you want to improve and change, make positive affirmations and affirm these things as though they are already existing right here and right now in your life. Together now for a moment, let's go within and listen to some positive affirmations. Gently close your eyes and allow these affirmations to resonate in your heart of hearts. Allow this information to become part of your new thinking and behavior patterns. Beginning today, I am in such control of my emotions that nothing can disturb my peace of mind. I am monitoring my thoughts, words, feelings, and actions because they are all powerful and will bring their effect into my life. I can rule my world and all outer conditions. I am letting my family and friends know that they are a vital, significant part of my life, and I am as enthusiastic about their accomplishments as I am about my own accomplishments. I am speaking of health, happiness, and prosperity to every person I meet, and I am magnetizing and magnifying the positive side of every situation into my life, no matter how small. I am so involved with improving myself that I do not have time to notice or criticize the shortcomings of others. I am giving thanks for every circumstance in every move of my life, for in true heart-lifting thanks, I can reach that faith which removes mountains. I am giving thanks for every circumstance and every move of my life, and I am quieting myself for a few minutes each morning, emptying my mind of all thoughts and feelings as I listen for the voice of my I Am Presence for guidance and illumination. I am radiating the center of love, happiness, and peace through the divinity in my heart. I am thinking only of the best, speaking only of the best, doing only the best, and expecting only the best. I am giving a smile to every living creature I meet today, for I know every impulse for a thoughtful act, every single smile given from a heart filled with love, every kind word spoken when a hasty word would have been so much easier is a small gift of love I am able to return for the many blessings I have received. And I am engulfing every electron of precious life energy evolving on this sweet earth with the essence of pure love. And so it is. I now assimilate the love of my Father, Mother, God, as I begin to expand this light through my heart plane. I return my consciousness to the room and allow these energies to be assimilated through my four lower bodies. Precious One, give yourself the gift of becoming a powerful force of light on this planet, and you will make a positive difference not only for yourself, but for all life evolving here. I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this special time with me today. Be sure you tune in with us next week as we join together once again to expand our glorious chalice of light. Create a wonderful week for yourself. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and my website is www.eraofpeace.org. You've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.